In the midnight hours, awakened from sleep, I stumbled sand-eyed to the bathroom. The light shone from under the door. I knocked lightly, waited, rested against the doorframe in my bunny-footed PJs. "What?" My mother's whispery voice came from the other side. The door creaked and seemed to exhale as she leaned her body on the other side. "I have to go," I whispered, afraid I'd wake someone in the quiet house. "Wait a minute." I waited, waited, waited. I knocked, murmured, "I really have to go." The door caved in. I squinted into the assault of bright light. My mother pulled me in, closed the door behind me. I rubbed my eyes to let them adjust and finally looked at my mother. She pushed a kitchen towel over her face, tried to stifle her sobs. Her eyes, now hidden, swollen and red. A big horror filled my little girl body. I asked frantically, "What's wrong? What's happening?" She sobbed, pulled me into her arms, squeezed me like she was sinking, desperate to hold on to someone, to something. I put my arms around her, feeling the warm slump of her soft middle. "What is it?" An immense fear filled my little voice. She cried hard into my hair. Tears streamed into my scalp. She smelled of beer, bacon grease, and the dirty dish towel held in her hand. She caught her breath for a moment. "Nothing. Nothing." Her face cracked into pain once again. Some night after that, I slept again.